Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now to one of the last year's special moments in history. That's how many thousands of people described the death and funeral of Pope Francis, who passed away on Easter Monday 2025 at the age of 88. Well, Drive Time's John Cook reported on a memorable week in Rome last April, meeting many Irish pilgrims, as he now recalls.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
It was a simple Easter blessing that took on such huge significance as Pope Francis bid a happy Easter, but also farewell to his faithful.
Pater, his filius, his spiritus sancti. Amen.
You could see how sick he was, which was really sad. And we said to each other, didn't we, that, you know, we think the time could be near.
We knew that he was weak and frail, but of course on Monday morning we were saddened and somewhat surprised that God had called him to the Father's house so quickly.
In the week that followed, hundreds of thousands came to the Vatican to pay their own last respects, among them many from Ireland, some based in Rome, some in Italy on holidays or religious pilgrimage, some coming especially for the Pope's funeral.
It's a big journey, but it's a historic event, and I feel it's a privilege to be able to come.
We were here anyway, we were coming on a holiday, but when we heard Pope Francis had passed, we said we definitely have to make this.
Not everybody has the opportunity to do, and it was just really lucky timing that we got to come here this year and do it.
I was dragged along, but yeah.
It's a week I spent in Rome for RTE Radio 1, chatting to others witnessing a moment in history, among them the Burke family from Galway.
Just by chance that we happen to be here, but it's we feel that our children will hopefully remember it in the future, mm-hmm. and just the different things that they see and recall mm-hmm. as they grow older.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be here at such a big moment in history?
It's very cool here.
It's kind of, I can't really describe the feeling around just to see so many people of the Catholic and the Christian community in the world just kind of pausing for a second just to remember, you know, the great Pope Francis. And it's a special moment in time.
Conor McAteer from County Antrim.
And Leona Brown from Derry.
We were in St. Peter's Basilica there, and everybody was just sort of mindful. And
what was it about Pope Francis, do you think, that people love so much, young people in particular, it seems?
It was very much about helping the poor and the lowest in society. So
he talked a lot about being kind. He talked in a relatable manner, you know, you understood his message.
We're Catholic, yeah, but I mean, like, if you were to ask me about, you know, questions about the man, I wouldn't be able to tell you too much. Like, you know,
Conor and Roxanne came from Sligo.
I suppose as a younger person trying to keep a faith, he made it more accessible in the sense that he was more of a progressive pope than previous years, maybe. And at times he tried to speak out against different things that maybe sometimes might be a block for younger, more liberal people in the Catholic faith. So in that sense, I suppose he's left quite a legacy behind him.
And so we arrived early, about maybe just before 8, and started to queue.
Don Ryan and his family were there from Cork.
Massive response from the crowd. Applause, automatic applause, and some people started singing, which is really significant. Uh-huh. And it was quite emotional, actually, for a lot of people around us and ourselves.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's really special.
Don, Pope Francis wanted a more simplified funeral. He was a modest man. He went around in modest cars and lived in a modest apartment.
Yes.
At the same time, there's a huge spectacle to this funeral, isn't there, as well? Or did you think it's more simplified, or what do you think?
Well, no, I did think it was simplified. We were talking about funerals at home and doing queuing for funerals at home, and this was very simple. We went into the St. Peter's and he was in a very simple coffin. People behind the scenes had him looking very well, but very simple.
The amount of love pouring out of people in this city at the moment is unbelievable. And people who were in the queue for 6.5 hours, there was no grumpiness, and they were singing and every country had their flags waving. And
Aidan Higgins from Dublin brought his mum Joan all the way from Mayo to the Vatican, the Irish tricolour flying proudly from her wheelchair.
Well, he spoke the truth, which is peace in the world. Mm-hmm. And all these heads of state and nations that are coming here tomorrow, he'll be praying that they will come together for peace talks for the world. Because that's what it needs.
Santa Maria, ora pro
also flying her Ireland flag with tears in her eyes, I met Kerry native Jane Toomey, who'd come from Tipperary on the morning of the Pope's state funeral.
And I'm thinking of all my family and sending my thoughts and prayers to everybody in Kerry and Tipperary today.
You will not be missed in the crowd at St. Peter's Basilica today because you are wearing the Irish tricolour.
Yes, that's
right. You have your Kerry colours in the hat.
I have, yeah. Yeah. I decided I wanted to represent Ireland on this historic occasion. Pope Francis has done so much work, and I think he looked at the broader picture for the whole world. That is really important, that people look at doing that bit more and work more in the communities and everything. I think it's really important for the future going ahead for the world, I think.
Pope Francis was laid to rest privately at the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore after his funeral cortege made its way out of the Vatican through the crowded streets of Rome. Thousands joined that symbolic final journey, and my final conversation en route was with Dublin man Jason O'Connell.
Well, I saw Pope Francis coming around in the coffin in the back of the Pope Mobile, and it's just very nice to be here for that moment, you know. Never expected that. I was coming here for the Carlos Acutis canonisation, and now we're here for the funeral, which is spectacular, to be honest with you. And just really, really blessed to be here, you know. And all my family at home are all really, really delighted that I'm here because they know the love I have for my faith. And my wife actually said to me recently, sometimes I think I married a priest, you know. I said, oh, that's not very nice, you know. But, you know, I hope she meant that in a good way, you know.
And that was John Cook there reporting on a special moment in history from Rome earlier this year.